Yo, what is good, YouTubes? This is your boy in the NYC. It's me, Ray, and this is the EDCC, that is the Everyday City Carry. Surprise! Where is the guest? I thought I would bring back the solo pod for this week. I'm not sure if this is going to be a reoccurring thing. Some of the guests that I invited kind of fell through, or like, it's kind of, we had a lot of scheduling issues. And, you know, believe it or not, some peeps, I think, you know, a little hesitant to come on the pod maybe, or just time constraints. And this is to give you guys a treat, you know, for the people who have never watched the solo pods before. This is how this all started. I was just here rambling to myself. Yeah. Cheers to everybody watching this right now on a Friday morning. It is Wednesday morning for me. I do have a couple of things to cover. Let me just make sure the audio is recording there. I also wanted to prove to myself that I can still do this. You know what I mean? I think doing a solo pod is a skill on itself. And I wanted to see if I could still do this thing, man. This is how I started, just rambling, looking at knife news and things like that. And people started to really, really enjoy that, man. That is when the channel started popping off, you know. But yeah, the first thing I want to talk about is my homie MC, my homie Metal Complex, man. This just happened today. I got wind of this. As you guys know, I have been invited to the Knife YouTube Elites for some reason. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I chat with these guys every day, and, you know, Metal Complex is like, yo, they demonetized my entire channel. And I repeat, entire channel, okay? Not a video, the entire channel. The entire channel is demonetized, and it's like something along the lines of, like, it's dangerous, like he had weapons or something. I got a message in the Elites group chat. I skimmed through it, but I was like on the train rushing to get home and do this. But let me see if we could check out MC's video, actually, so you guys can get a little bit more information on it. I'm not sure how good... Not sure how good the video quality is going to be, since I am recording audio separately, so you get that good audio, you know what I mean? And yeah, but let's just check it out. Let me share my screen with you guys real quick, because it's a really sad thing, man. You know, Metal Complex is an inspiration to me, man, as with a bunch of other knife content creators or just people in general, man. The dude works really hard. And there's the video right there. It says demonetized. And, you know, this is his main gig, I think. So let's just check it out right now and see what he says about it.
What's going on, guys? Metal Complex here, and unfortunately today I'm gonna be talking about something that is not good at all. Last night at about 1 o'clock in the morning, YouTube demonetized my entire channel. I'm uploading this video to offer clarification on that, what it means for me moving forward, how it can impact potentially other channels that are like mine, and how it can potentially impact you guys. First off, right off the bat, what I want to say is YouTube did not take away my ability to upload new content. They are not removing my old content from the platform. That's not what's happening. I'm not banned from YouTube. What they did is they took away the ad revenue, or the money that is generated from the ads before, during, and after my videos. That's what happened. It was confusing because I wasn't offered much of an explanation, which is something that I'm sure you guys have heard from other content creators. We're going to talk about that. I want to explain to you guys what happened and how I feel about it. If you're wondering, how can I help? Is there a way that I can help? Yes, there is. If you're subscribed, stay subscribed and make sure your notifications are turned on. If you're not subscribed, it would be awesome if you did subscribe. That would mean the world to me. But really, the thing that would be the best is if you shared this video. Share it with as many people as possible, not just for my benefit, but for the benefit of everybody in the community. especially those other content creators out there who depend heavily, if not entirely, on ad revenue to keep their channel going. If it happened to me, somebody who views these objects strictly as tools and nothing else, somebody who only does tabletop overviews, breaking down the little complexities, the interesting details of composition and construction, right? Geometry, all of that stuff. If it happened to me, it can definitely happen to anybody. So if you are a viewer, somebody who regularly watches knife content on YouTube, and you have a channel that you love, it's possible that that channel is operating entirely, you know, like the funding for their channel is 100% ad revenue. So if that were taken away, that channel potentially would not be able to, or it'd be very difficult to continue to make content. They could still potentially make content, but running a channel does have a cost. Depending on what you do, how much time you put into it, it definitely does cost money. So I don't want to see this happen to one of those other great channels out there who really relies on ad revenue. So if you're wondering how you can help, that is definitely not only a way that you can help me, but you can help in a lot of ways the entire knife community here on YouTube. And
so, yeah, that's pretty much the short story or long story, whatever it is. It is a 10-minute video. You guys can check that out and share it. Help out Metal Complex. But I want you guys to do is, you know, help this dude out, man. You know, subscribe to his Patreon. You know, the thing is, like, with Patreon, right? I have some current events here for you guys, too. The thing with Patreon is, like, you know, if you just want to support the creator, like me, for example, I have a few homies that, like, help out. And, dude, the people that subscribe to my Patreon, I hold those motherfuckers dear to my heart, yo. Like, they're, like, the closest of, you know, people that... Cause I'm literally like, I'm gonna just tell you guys the truth right now. Before my channel was demonetized, I'm not in the same situation as Metal Complex. My channel was demonetized because my YouTube channel name is different from my legal name, right? So I had to refill the forms once you reach a certain amount of funds. With ad revenue, and I've reached that threshold. It was like slightly under $300. I used it to buy this camera, basically, and the lens and things like that. And that's all I made, yo. In 4 years of YouTube, I don't know how many weeks I've been posting literally a video a day for, well, it's 6 days a week I post. And on YouTube, that doesn't include TikTok or Twitter or the IG reels that really pop off, or the Instagram posts and things like that, you know, communicating with people and stuff. And that all of that is fun for me. Okay. That's not what I'm saying here. But if you think about how many hours a creator puts in to do this weird niche thing on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Like, any help we can get is definitely, you know, incredible. Like, and with, you know, thank you for everyone that helps out, but please, like, you know, head over to Metal Complex's Patreon, you know, drop a fiver or whatever it is. I don't know what his tier system is. Even if you don't like the content, just like help the dude out. This is basically like a GoFundMe, like a GoFundMe type deal. Cause, you know, Metal Complex makes really, really good informative knife videos. That's like pretty lighthearted, in my opinion. And, but he's like very clear and concise, you know, and a lot of people like that, man. That's why he's massive and he's grown so quickly. But yeah, I definitely help out my boy MC, you know, just get him some help and stuff like that. And, yeah, that's all I really wanted to say about that, man. Shout out to you, Metal Complex, yo. Give you a digital fist bump right now. Also, you should also... Give me 1 second. I'll pull this up right here. While we're on the topic of Patreon... this podcast is brought to you by patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. That is Kelly and I's Patreon. We do content on there all the time. That's my cat meowing in the background right now. You guys that are fans of the channel know the deal. Frankie meows for Kelly to come home, and she's not going to be home for at least another 30 minutes. But yeah, that is where Kelly and I do one podcast every week. So you're getting 4 hours, at least four. It's usually more. We do like an hour 10, hour 20 sometimes. So you're getting like almost 4.5 hours of content a month for the minimum of $5 per month. You also get access to things like Netflix watch parties. You do need to be on a desktop to do that. But what that is let's say like I decide to watch The Conjuring 2, right? Let's say like we somehow convince the Kelly to watch a horror movie, and we could watch that on Netflix together through this link that I will provide in the Patreon. And then there's a chat window while we're watching it, and we could all like chat and be like, oh shit, that fucking scared the shit out of me. Just things like that. Just, you know, more community stuff. That's what the Patreon is. I used to do behind the scenes vlogs on there, but people enjoyed it so much, I just brought the vlog series to Mondays on the regular YouTube channel. And I hope you guys have been enjoying that. I've seen an uptick in comments, and people have really been enjoying Kelly and I just going around New York City. Next week's is going to be like Mother's Day, obviously, because Sunday's Mother's Day. I'm going to be at my mom's crib. So you're going to see what we do there. I think we have been like crazy barbecue and stuff like that. Everyone's vaxxed, so we're good. But, yeah, man, Patreon, yo, go to Patreon, Metal Complex, Patreon, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. Help out your boys. Ah, man, I mean, that was a bummer, dude. Sorry to start the show off like that, but that really touched me, man, you know? Another thing I wanted to do was, you guys know that I have been having a hard time with scheduling, finding time to do reviews and things like that. And I have a ton of stuff to review. I have a backlog of CJRB and Artisan Cutlery knives here. So I gotta do that. Dude, I'm like out of breath. I'm so like not podcast fucking ready. Holy shit, dude. Chatty Cathy. Let me show you guys what knives I'm talking about. The first two I'm gonna talk about right now. And shout out to Russell from Artisan Cutlery for providing these for me. This is the CJRB Gobi. This is the Amazon exclusive one with the black and red color combination. Shit looks pretty dope, dude. What you think? And this is an AR-RPM 9 steel, which is a steel developed by Artisan Cutlery. And I really like this one, okay? Of course, I'm putting these knives, you know, to give them some shine on the podcast. And I don't know if this is going to be a regular thing. I definitely miss doing these solo pods, and this might be a segment. Let me know if you guys enjoy it. What I like about this a lot is just, like, the ergos are really good. You see this little curve right here in the scale. Fits well into fish paws, I'll tell you that much. And the action is just snappy, just really easy action. So, nice budget flipper on this one. You can find these on Amazon.com. I'll put a link in the description. I couldn't find these. I saw these one time. I don't know if they're sold out now. I was supposed to make like an Amazon video for this, but I didn't because I couldn't find the actual product listing. I only found it once and it disappeared. Maybe I should ask Russell for it. But that one's really dope. Check that one. This is the CJRB Gobi Amazon exclusive. And what I have right here is the CJRB Krag, also an Amazon exclusive, black and red color layout, AR-RPM 9 blade steel. What have I done, like, tough with this? So Kelly was, like, using, like caulk and stuff to not the ding dong, like caulk, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta cut the tip, and fucking she was using it for like her plant stuff, and she was like, hey, can you cut the tip of this? And then I literally used this thing on a bunch of them, and it was really good. It performed really well for that, you know, aside from the typical cardboard and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just really, really cool that CJRB did this color format for Amazon, Because it's nice, man. I actually like this way better. The Krag that I tried before was the recoil lock. And while that lock is interesting, I do think that it is kind of unfinished, maybe. It's cool, though. I like this liner lock version much better. This is just a beefy, kind of like, just a cool looking knife. You know what I mean? If you like cleavers, you know, check this one out. This is on Amazon. Very, very nice. Yeah, damn, I missed these. I haven't played with these in a while. Let's get you a close-up of the blade there real quick. Alright. Let's see. This is one that's a bummer, okay? Because, not because I don't like it. I do really like this a lot. This is the Artisan Cutlery Hyperion. And I fucked up today and I dropped it, yo. I was cutting cardboard and it was like ripping through that shit, dude. And then I don't know if you guys can see it, but like the tip, it like fell on the tip and it's kind of fucked up. And man, I'm like, you can kind of see it's kind of gnarly right there. And, oh man, I was so mad. I kind of like rolled the edge a little bit and I'm not that good at sharpening and this is Damascus and I just don't know if I'm going to like sharpen it, you know. I don't know. I feel really bad. It was performing really well though. And I want to, you know, show that on the pod here. Because this is a cool fucking knife, dude. My only problem with it, I don't know the prices of these. I think this one's a pricey one because you've got Damascus. It's a collab with D Rocket. I think that's Daryl Kasten, right? If I'm not mistaken, I think that's his name. Yeah, it's titanium bolsters, titanium pocket clip, CF. I think I had no complaints about it aesthetically. It was just really, really cool looking to me. And this is definitely a knife that I would carry in New York City. And I'd be comfortable with having it in my pocket. You know what I mean? Why do I have a line here? Meh. Just noticed. It's a wrinkle, huh? Let's get there. You motherfuckers. Yo, the people that rock with me are going to be like, yep, that's just typical Ray right there. one of the complaints I had was this is kind of like cheapening the look of it. It says Artisan Cutlery on the back spacer right there. I do like the lanyard hole going through the back too. And also when you flip the knife open, this right here, this part of the carbon fiber sticks out and that shit kind of hurt, bro. That's not what did this. My cat did that, but that's just kind of sharp right there. And also the lock bar, you got to really press into that. And sometimes it can get kind of tedious, you know, it can kind of tire your hands out if you're doing that. Because all I'm really doing with my knives is flipping them open like this. So that's my complaints about the Hyperion. What else do I got over here? Okay, this is the Artisan Cutlery Arroyo. This is a Dirk Pinkerton design right here. Look at that nice upswept blade. Check that out. I've definitely talked about this before. I'm just giving them shine again. Deep carry clip. Let me show you guys this real quick. Deep carry clip and the placement for the pocket clip is cut into the G10 and the screws are recessed. I mean, that's home runs all around, baby. You know what I'm saying? And just a cool design, kind of slim. It feels slim in my hands. Good ergos. I've got like some black. I don't know what that's from. Good ergos for the fish paws. And just really, really nice. The blade steel is AR RPM9 again. So, fucking cool, man. Really cool and not too expensive either. You guys should check this one out. I really dig it. Is there weight reduction? Yeah, weight reduction on this one too. Artisan has some hits, bro. Artisan got some fucking hits. Let's see. CJRB Rhea. I think this was given to me if I wanted to use it for a giveaway or something. I think. Oh, no, wait. Maybe this one was like part of the deal that I made with Eugene Kwan when I bought that crazy fixed blade from Olo Knives. Maybe. But this is CJRB Rhea. You've got thumb stud on one side, Contour G10 scales, deep carry clip. Again, check that out. Cut out into the G10, the placement, and recessed screws. Awesome. Just awesome all around, man. Even Shabazz talked about this one, saying it was dope. And I agree with that, bro. This shit is sick right here. The blade steel on this one is 12C27N, so it's going to make this ridiculously cheap. You know, just a nice little, like, almost traditional-looking beater knife. Yeah, I dig it. It's one of the hot ones. But yeah, man, you know, that is it for the knives, I think. I do have the Osprey here. I don't have a lot of use on this, except like we cut cardboard and stuff with it. I mean, this thing is just massive. and Russell is just like, here, yo. Yo, Russell's a good dude, man. And I'll always check out Artisan Knives and try to do what I can for him. Even though I didn't make the fucking Amazon thing, I'm going to do that tomorrow, yo, for sure. Oh, shit. Man, yeah, this is a big one. This is in D2, I believe, Contour G10. They did not do the recess screws with the pocket clip there, but the placement is cut out into the G10, so that's really good. It's a heavy, heavy dude. Look at this. that's a chopa in it. And I think the first knife that Russell ever sent to me was the Contour G10 Archeo. Shout out to Dylan Mallory, and I never got to review this one. But to be fair, I have showed this mad times on my channel. You've got D2 on the blade here. I just like this blade shape a lot. It reminds me kind of the Booze Blades Aero Mini. And Dylan's my boy, so I had to shout him out here. But some pretty cool knives, you know, that you guys haven't gotten to see in a while. And I just wanted to give, you know, some love to Artisan. Man, doing a solo pod is freaking crazy. Because I'm definitely talking to myself. But I feel like... Oh, my cat's crying. But I feel like, you know, it's a skill to not have dead air. And, shit, man. I like it. I like this. I think this is going to be a thing I'm going to keep doing. You guys have been seeing this. I just saw this on my table right now. The Are You Garbage playing cards. This is a good addition to the pond. The pond. A good addition to the pod, yo. Let's pull out one question from here. It's the such a basic Are You Garbage question. I can't believe I just got it. Do you drink milk with dinner? And you guys know I don't do that. What I've been loving about Are You Garbage is like people will chime in the comments and be like, I guess I'm garbage. Here's why. And it just makes me laugh so much, man. Dude, the community, the EDCC community is pretty lit, man. You know, I feel very connected to you guys. And fucking awesome, man. Thank you guys for just like always like tuning in and stuff. There's so many familiar faces now, and the lives have just been super awesome. People submitting to EDC fits is fucking sick. You know, I get to do that every Tuesday. Dude, those EDC fits, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how those go. So every Tuesday morning, right? So I can't do any work on the channel on Monday, because on Monday, I do the lives. I get to hang out with my boys digitally on the lives. Then on Tuesday, I have to wake up super early. I got to work out, right? I got to cook my food for the day because your boy bring in lunches every day. And then like, I got to take a shower. And then like around like, if I'm lucky, I'll be done with all that by 9:30. And then I'll get to do EDC fits. And I have to create the fit that time too. And then depending on how many submissions I have, is like how long the video is going to take. And I have to film all of that and try to be out by 11. I got to transfer the footage from the camera and do all that. And then I edit on the train. You know what I mean? And I try to get it up as soon as possible, man. And it's a lot of work, dude, to do that show. But it's fun. It's fun being able to interact with my community, man. It's fucking really, really fun. You guys, man, I don't know if I'm gonna get sentimental one day and just start like bawling the fucking, you know, on these solo pods, but yeah, you guys have been really stepping up, man, and I really appreciate it. So step up and go to patreon.com/everydaycitycare for exclusive content. Does Kelly show titties? Do I show my feet? Average Asian peen? What do you think? You don't know. It's Patreon, baby. I do have some current event stuff here that I put aside that I basically stole from other podcasts I listened today. So Bill and Melinda Gates get a divorce. Let's click on this and see where it leads us. I'm going to put this on the screen, actually. Yeah, I forgot that I could do that right now. Share the screen. Okay. Boom. Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. I wonder why that is. There's so many fucking like ads and stuff on this. Holy crap, bro. And it's New York Times, too. The announcement raises questions about the fate of their fortune. The couple helped create the Giving Pledge, but much of his Microsoft money has not yet been donated. Interesting. Let's just skim through it real quick. I thought you guys would find this interesting. I think in the knife community, there are some conspiracy people. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with an endowment of some $50 billion, has had immense influence in fields like global health and early childhood education, and has made great strides in reducing deaths caused by malaria and other infectious diseases. That sounds good, right? That sounds good. But Tim Dillon says that Bill Gates and a bat created COVID. Oh, man. I wonder what she's getting. Is she getting like mad loot? Let's keep going. I'm just going to skim through it. Oh, shit. Look at Bill Gates. What the fuck? This is so strange, bro. Look at old Billy Gates. It says they will continue to work together to shape and approve foundation strategies, advocate for the foundation's issues, and set the organization's overall direction. This is on the New York Times page, by the way, as you guys can see. Let's check out what she is getting, all right? Even so, the divorce will create new questions about the fate of the Gates fortune, much of which has not yet been donated to the Gates Foundation. Mr. Gates, 65, who co-founded Microsoft, is one of the richest people in the world, worth an estimated $124 billion, according to Forbes. The Gateses have been married for 27 years and have three children ages 18 to 25. Man. So, you know, for me, like, I think that, like, he definitely should give money to his wife, you know, to take care of the kiddos, make sure they're okay. Let's see. I'm trying to see what she's going to get, dude. You know what I mean? I don't see anything here about that. That's what I'm interested in. What is she walking away with? Because Jeff Bezos, when he fucking divorced his wife, she walked away with half and became the richest woman in the world, yo. And then he fucking made even more money after the divorce, yo. He made even more money. Amazon crushing it right now. Yeah, I don't see really an amount or anything or a speculated amount of what she would walk away with. I'm not going to read all this shit. This is going to get boring. Yeah. That shit is hilarious, dude. Let's check out another one right here. This one was pretty funny. I saw this on TikTok, but then I saw it again on another podcast I listened to. It's called Fighter and the Kid. Shout out to Fighter and the Kid. Yeah, that's basically where I got all the current events here from another fucking podcast. All right, but let's do this one. It's pretty funny. So you guys know Ben Affleck, right? Hold on, get the latest news. This one's on Pace.com. TikTok user claims Ben Affleck sent her video after matching on Raya. For you guys not in the know, Raya is like a Tinder, but it's for like celebrities and rich people. Like, you got to get verified as fuck. And let me just scroll down. So it says single Ben Affleck is allegedly swiping right on dating apps when he's not meeting up with his ex-fiancee Jennifer Lopez. A TikTok user named Naveen J went viral on Monday after sharing a private video the Gone Girl actor, 48, allegedly sent her to confirm his identity on Raya, on the Raya dating app. So let's just check. Look, dude, that girl is a fucking dime piece, though. Like, holy shit, dude. Let's see. I think the video is down here. Let's see. What? Okay, let's just find the vid real quick. It might be this one right here. Let's see if it plays. Huh. The video isn't here. That's a bummer. I don't see it. I think my girl is here, guys. All right, you know what? Let's just not play the volume, and I don't want to get flagged for the fucking music. You know what I mean? Damn, I thought the video was on here. Let's see. Let's go back a little bit. Play that. Look, good old Ben right there. Look at him. Let's see what he says.
Why did you unmatch me? It's me.
Hey, yo, it's kind of fucked up that she put him on blast like that. But can you imagine just being like some hot chick and then like matching with Ben Affleck? That's Batman, bro. That's Batfleck, you know what I mean? I thought that was pretty funny. You guys might not, but if you guys are like gossip whores like me, you probably will. I know my audience. This is a dope one right here, okay? I know some of you motherfuckers play Call of Duty. I know some of you motherfuckers play Call of Duty, okay? I know some of you do. So, hold on a second. Let me, no, stop. Let me go like this and open link. All right. So, T-Pain, you know, the rapper T-Pain, auto-tune dude, you guys know him. You know what I'm saying? He gets called some racial slurs while playing Call of Duty. And if you guys don't know, T-Pain has been crushing it on Twitch, which is a video game streaming platform. Just think the knife community, just playing. But if we all played video games and watch each other play video games, okay? And T-Pain was on that, and, you know, he was getting called the N-word and things like that. And he just demolishes, like, you know, all of these people and shit. So let's just check that out. I thought it was pretty funny. Can't forget the shitty audio. Damn, there's mad ads, bro. There's mad ads on here. It says, video shows T-Pain annihilating Call of Duty enemies after being called racist slur. First of all, hey, learn to spell racial slur. I guess racist slur. Does that make sense to you guys? Damn, there's mad ads. Holy shit. T-Pain knew exactly how to handle racist gamers. And let's check out the video right here. I believe this is it. You can revisit the satisfying moment below. It's playing an ad right now, so we're going to let the ad play. And then we will watch the video. Which one is it? Is it this one? Original sound T-Pain. What the fuck? No thanks, bitch. Is it this? What? View this post on Instagram. Let's check that out. Weird. Ah, here we go. No, not this one. Fuck, dude. Dude, this is not... this is not fucking going... Oh, it loaded up, guys. It loaded up. We gonna watch it now. Here we go.
Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. One of these motherfuckers is on that and I want all of them.
Yeah, man. Bye, man.
I want every single fucking one of them.
Flash myself out.
I want every fucking single one of them. I want it all. I want it all. I want every part of it. I want a part of it. I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing. Keep talking that. I want you to delete the black skins from your motherfucking COD. I want the whole thing. I want it all. I want it all.
Oh, shit. Okay? That was fucking absolutely amazing. That was awesome. That was awesome. T-Pain coming through with a W. Let's see what else we got here. This one might be an interesting one to the fellas. And because I say fellas, because literally everyone that watches this, except for like Katie and Lindy Lou, are guys. This Las Vegas news anchor was found naked in her car. All right. And I've got the story for you right here. Let me share my little thing here right now. If I had a producer, this would be much better. But since I do not, I have to do all this by myself. So you guys get this kind of product. And this shit's telling me to sign up. Look at all these foods, bro. I want to eat this shit. It says, anchor Fevin K arrested after being found passed out and naked in her car. And then this is her right there. Total dime piece. It's loading up right now, so we'll keep it going. And I think that I don't want to play because I don't want to get flagged, but I think this is her just like saying sorry or something. A Las Vegas news anchor was arrested after being found naked and passed out in her car. Damn. Fox 5 Las Vegas anchor arrested after being found nude and asleep behind the wheel of a car by police. Was charged with reckless driving with a disregard for the safety of a person or property. Her full name is Fevin Kifla Georgis, or Gord, I don't know. As I move forward, I want you to know from what I will learn from this, and I will continue. I can't read the fucking subs. Can you imagine being the cop to find this lady naked in a car? I don't know what I would do, yo. I don't know what Jesus Christ. I mean, what do you... I mean, the cop got a treat, right? You know what I'm saying? Do you guys want to check out her Instagram? Because I have it. Let's look at it, dude. I'm getting everyone in trouble with their wives, yo. That's what we're doing right now. All right, open link. Let's open this up, share audio. And right there. Boom. So this is her Instagram right here. I guess that's her man right there. Somebody's or her friend or something. But I mean, dude, I wouldn't even know what to do if I found this. Like this lady naked in the street. I mean, what do you do? Jesus Christ. I wouldn't know what to do. If like I found this lady naked in the street and I'm a cop, I'd be like, would I go like this? Would I, you know, do I have to stand firm and be like, freeze them jugs. I mean, freeze. Jesus, dude. Okay. That's good. That's a good current event there. That's a good one. Hey, Kelly, are you here? I guess she's not here. I thought she was. Maybe she would hop on. You guys like that when the Kelly hops on here. All right, so we're going to do... here's another news thing here. So, man throws change in plane engine and gets arrested. Pretty crazy. Let's share that screen right now. I got to share these Chrome tabs, like, individually, so... You know? So let's... how the fuck do I get this fucking thing taken out? What the fuck? I don't want this. Get this off. How do I get rid of this? Flight canceled after man arrested for throwing 6 coins into plane engine for good luck. Now, there's got to be some cultural shit. Like, I already know that. China's Guangxi Beibu Gulf Airlines canceled a flight after a male passenger threw a handful of coins into the engine of a plane for good luck. Hey, don't do that, though. Hey, don't do that, though. You know? In a statement shared to popular Chinese microblogging website Weibo, the airline said that the airport staffers noticed coins on the floor under the engine in an inspection before takeoff. The man identified only by his surname Wang in the post. Dude. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, my girl's here. I better make room. I think my girl is gonna hang out for a little bit, probably. Finish off the pod strong. Huh?
Am I coming
into
your pod?
Yeah, why not? People like you. People like you, dude. We're looking at current events right now. I have current events.
No, sweet.
Yeah, I stole them all from The Fighter and the Kid. But let's check out some. Dude, wow, I'm like going deaf. I think the headphones are too loud in my head. So this is a story. You're not going to get a drink?
Well, I mean, I just jumped on.
Fine. Oh, all right.
I should drink, you say. Okay.
What the fuck kind of weird shit is this? Because, like, look, it says flight canceled after a man arrested for throwing 6 coins into plane engine for good luck. But then the video, it says Southwest Airlines kicks black Trump supporter off plane for not wearing mask. What the hell kind of signaling is this? It's not even the right video. Authorities were able to recover all 6 coins, which the man had wrapped in red paper for luck, but the airline decided to cancel flight GX8814 from Weifang to Haikou in the Chinese provinces of Shandong and Hainan to ensure passenger safety. Hey, what do you think the guy's last name is?
I don't know.
His name is...
I don't know.
His last name... Identified only by his surname, Wang.
Wang. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Awesome. I'm moving the camera a little.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just you could do that. So there we could do... cheers so to you, to... my running mate,
cheers.
Kelly. That's what I call her in the Patreon, by the way.
So what are we looking at?
Just like news articles that are funny or that I found funny in other podcasts.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Hey, let's do this because so... I think... Yeah, there you go. That's good.
There we go.
You look cute, dude.
Thanks.
So here's the next one right here. Crazy fake punching speed on ESPN.
Alright.
I don't remember what this is, but we're gonna check it out right now. Oh, it's on the Facebook. Fuck, we're not doing
not
it.
Not a Facebook.
Oh, this one is mad funny. So LeBron James basically you know, with the whole like the 16-year-old black girl trying to stab the other black girl and gets shot, right?
Right, okay.
So, first of all, LeBron James, just play basketball, okay? Just play basketball.
Fair.
Stop trying to do all this political shit. But underneath that video, it just literally... He tweeted about that video and said, "You're next, hashtag accountability." That's what he tweeted, okay?
Okay.
And, you know... I think people were kind of like split in that because even me, I was like, fuck,
that's
what do you
really hard video.
What do you do, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Tim Dillon's take on it was like, it was a fat girl that looked like a real, like a woman. That's why he shot her. That's not what I said. I'm repeating comedians here. But yeah, so this cop basically made this TikTok. And went viral because of it, and then he got suspended.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
going to show you the TikTok right now, okay?
Show me, okay.
Let me just pause it real quick, and we'll watch it together. I'm going to share it with the audience.
Share.
So here's what I've noticed. When I share my tabs through the browser, mm-hmm. like, it fucking is, like, lit, bro. Like, it's not laggy at all. Yeah, it's crazy.
Nice.
So...
Can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no.
Hold on, how do I...
restart it.
I don't know if I can.
Sir, don't stab it.
Hold on a second. Let's do this again. Let's do this again. My bad. All right. So I'm going to just click on that.
Tail.
Open link. And then share the screen. Share screen. Sorry about this, guys. I do not have... All right. Here we go.
Cats want to play.
Dispatch, I've arrived at that disturbance. Can you have LeBron call my cell phone right away, please? Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, no, can you put the knife down, please, sir? Sir, no, 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 sir, don't stab it. No, no, stop stabbing. Stop, oh, hold on, it's LeBron. LeBron, hey, yeah, it's me again. Listen, I'm out here at this disturbance call, and there's a guy trying to stab another guy with a knife. What do you think I should do? Why does that matter? Okay, well, they're both black. One guy's trying to stab another guy with a knife. Deadly force is completely justified. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't care if a black person kills another black person, but you do care if a white cop kills a black person, even if he's doing it to save the life of another black person? I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but then again, you are really good at basketball, so I guess I'll take your word for it. All right. Yep. Okay. All right. Thanks, LeBron.
That's the best comment out of all of them.
I gotta go. Sorry, guys. You're on your own. Good luck.
That was fucking so good. So the reason why that's so interesting is he got suspended. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was suspended or if he was fired, right? But somebody started a GoFundMe for me, and the last time I checked it was $400,000
for that guy.
So that guy is set. He doesn't even need to be a fucking cop. He's never gonna make $400K his whole life. Mm-hmm. He gets that GoFundMe, takes some percentage, but it's not like having an OnlyFans or something. It's very little. And he just, you know, he basically is, like, set.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That because that whole situation was a tough situation.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of justification. This girl had been bullied for some time,
mm-hmm.
and her dad had gotten there, and he's mm-hmm. the one who's seen kicking the other guy, or the girl in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like she felt safer since her family was there to back her up. But I still don't understand... Oh, I still don't understand, like, the whole, I just can't get behind this one.
I don't like
the fact that she was, you know, shot and killed. Like, nobody that. But at the same time, I'm not going to take away the validity of the other girl's life.
Yes.
She was literally cocked back and ready to stab.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the past history... I don't know. It's hard for me to say, oh, well, she had been bullied for X amount, so, like, stabbing somebody was okay. Like, let's say that she went through with it, and this mm-hmm. other girl bled out and lost her life, and this cop didn't do anything.
He's still gonna get fucked again.
It's like he's still in trouble, so I feel like he's
like, you should have controlled the situation, or some shit. It's like... You shouldn't be allowed to, like, look like you're gonna kill somebody in front of a cop.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a very sticky situation.
That was not an easy situation.
My girl is splitting the cats up right now.
No, he was attacking our kitchen table.
And,
I had to hide the kitchen table from the cat.
And so, let's see what else I got here.
Interesting. But that's so funny. I love when celebrities, like, weigh in on things and it's like...
Yeah, I just don't know, man. That one is I definitely wouldn't want to be that cop or that girl. You know what I'm saying?
That was a tough situation regardless.
I wish no one was killed in that, you know? But it's kind of like, I think Tim Dillon was saying this. He's like, yeah, you got to let the police do their job, but also they might kill you.
Like, I mean, I wish in all honesty, it does signify that there is a... really big need that there should be training besides just deadly force.
Yeah.
Like, her back was to him. He could have tased her, you know, just as easily as pulling out a gun. He could have pulled out, like, you know, a taser, but then at the same time...
It's like a really tense split-second situation,
the problem,
man. That's
not
shoot
it.
Her in the leg
hold
or
on,
some shit.
Hold on, that... But yeah, that's not it. The point is that they're not trained to quickly react with a taser. They're trained to quickly react with a gun. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of like outside of the norm. So maybe the norm should be fixed. Like, maybe that's what should... I don't know.
Maybe.
All I'm saying is...
I mean, do you think that when someone is about to kill another person, that the proper use of force is not deadly force?
I mean, personally speaking, if I was trying to protect somebody else, I still wouldn't want to kill them.
Oh, yeah, ethically speaking.
But then again, that goes into...
Let's say, like a guy was about to stab me, right? And a cop was there, and the cop shoots him and saves me.
Right.
Do you think that was the proper use of force? I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do
by any means.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. I better hope he kills the guy.
No, no, not at all. Because that would still...
What if I get killed?
I don't want you to die either, you bum ass. What a jerk. You're a jerk
Yeah, it was one of those...
There's not a win situation in that. No. There wasn't a win situation in that. But I don't think that she was innocent like Breonna Taylor, who was asleep in her bed.
Yeah, that is somebody
who literally that should not have happened. Yeah. And yet this situation was kind of... an unfortunate situation. There's not another way to say it. It's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had, like, black creators on TikTok literally saying, like, you know, I went to school in the police academy, and, like, this is one of the first things that they teach you. It's like, this was the proper response.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
just
a black dude saying it.
It seemed, like, yeah, but it's not a race thing. That is
but
just
that's
a saving lives. It, like, that is literally what the police are there
for. But that's
what
I'm saying is, like, the guy, the cop in like, the... Right. The handbook or whatever, like he responded with the proper thing, and you know, there are definitely a lot of people like you know, black people like angry about it, but I've had a lot of black creators on TikTok saying like that's.
I just don't think that. I mean, it is true. Like all black lives matter. There's nothing. It's infuriating to know that a situation like this happens, but then
don't say all though. Just say Black Lives Matter.
No, but all lives, like all black, regardless.
Don't say all lives matter, though.
No, but stop it.
I'm just kidding. Baby.
Stop it. But what I am saying is that there's just, I don't know, I lost my whole train of thought because you just did that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, I literally lost my train of thought. It's just unfortunate every time these things happen.
And it's
no
like a new thing every day, dude. It's like there are pages popping up on TikTok now where it's like just dedicated to showing police brutality.
Right. But the problem that is that this situation in general, with her being in a foster care and the stuff that was coming out, was that she was just surrounded by violence.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, whether this is the first time that she snapped with violence or not, she did it in front of a cop, and it was just sad that that happened.
Yeah.
Whereas here are white people, like these white men going in, shooting places up and killing multiple people and then peacefully being arrested. And I think the big difference is that they didn't do it in front of the cop. They stop in front of the cop and they're like, all right, cool, take me in. Whereas this girl felt like she had support at that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet she felt safe that the cops were there.
Yeah.
I bet. But,
yeah,
you know.
But it was wild. That
it was a wild situation.
I feel bad because I'm sure that she... She deserved better than that. She should have been bullied into that situation in the first place. But I don't blame the cops for trying to protect and serve, you know?
It's a tough thing, man. It's definitely a tough one. But yeah, that was what LeBron was like, you're next, hashtag accountability. And I'm like,
no,
hey, LeBron, you got more things to worry about with the fucking Nets, okay? Like,
first off, we still
just take it easy.
We still need people held accountable for what happened to Breonna Taylor. That's next. That's been just swept under the rug for way too long. So to me, that needs to be a prime focus of somebody who's really done wrong.
You know what's crazy? I didn't have it on the current events, but I saw a TikTok video of these two Asian women in a liquor store getting beat with a brick just like recently too, in Baltimore, I think.
Oh my God.
They caught the guy. The women survived. They were like fighting him off. There's videos of it.
Oh my God.
Maybe we can find that shit.
Is this was he like a middle-aged
Asian
kind of skinny
women.
Dude?
No, black dude attacked.
I didn't say that, but yeah.
With brick.
Because I just saw that man apprehended after attacking Asian.
Oh, right here. I found it. NBC News, baby. Hope I don't get fucking flagged. All right. Let's see. Can I just get it on YouTube or something? Oh, right here. All right. Let's do that. So, I love this, like, little...
Yeah,
I like these current event things, man. They're fucking lit, dude.
Greeny, splitty thingies.
It's a two Asian women, and I literally, for a second, got nervous and thought it was a porn tab. Like, I was like, oh, shit, I better fucking chill out. So, look, they get attacked with a cinder block. This is on ABC News. That's ABC? Is that ABC? Or NBC.
I don't know.
Shit, I don't fucking know. Oh, it's NBC News. Yeah, it's NBC. All right, check it out right here. Pretty wild, yo.
I'm like, I don't know. I just know the tune.
Look at this shit. So this dude comes in. Look at that. It's fucking crazy. This dude doesn't do anything. He just leaves.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not in that.
And then, look, he like takes a brick. It's pretty tough to watch. I'm not going to lie, because it looks like, see, he's like hitting her with a brick, right?
What in the hell?
Yeah, it's fucking wild. So the, I think they're sisters, I think. They like fight him off. See, he's like, she's like, what the fuck? You know? Yeah, I'm fucking like, yo, this is crazy right here. Like, I felt really bad. They did catch the guy, so fuck this guy. Seriously. But this type of shit, and you know what's crazy though? Well,
wild, like just what's wild to me.
Is you know what's crazy
that is somebody worked there.
What's crazy to me
nobody
is
helped them.
What's crazy is how little that story is.
Oh, I know.
Because a lot of these things have been going around. I'm seeing a lot of that too, an uptick in that. But also at the same time, it's like I don't know. You know when the lady? Fuck, I forgot where I heard this. You know when that lady got like stomped out in front of a building and they closed the door in New York.
Yeah.
So that day, that same day, there were 9 other stories of elderly women being attacked.
Wow.
Only 2 of them were Asian, and those were the stories that they went with.
Yeah.
So the news is definitely cherry picking the things that are going to get clicks, they're going to get reshares and views and things like that. So I don't know if uptick of it or if they're just promoting only the Asian hate stuff, the anti-cop stuff
and the
I don't really know if that's the case. You know?
I really firmly believe
that. Also not that unbelievable though, right?
No, I firmly believe that there is stuff that's going on. But I just think that our news outlets and all other forms, which we all know what they are just really trying to get a rise out of everybody and keep everybody fighting. And I think that keeping people fighting makes it so that nothing has to really be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody will agree on anything, ever. Like, you know, it just doesn't, it's like the easiest way to not fix broken things. So ultimately, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I really honestly believe. And that used to be something that we would study in like sociology classes, basic sociology. Sociology 101 is how the news can keep people focused in a specific area, thinking that it's bigger than what it is. That's why I've always, like, you've heard me say it before. I think that media should only be allowed to give like straight facts. Like, this is the fact, this is what happened. Just
like the kids say, facts.
Just fact. Like, and I think that fact checking should still be a thing. I don't know. I don't think that there should be any form of opinion in the news. I think it should be very,
yeah,
very
it's
blunt.
Too divided.
So, because
right now
I just want to be able to make my own opinion irrelevant. Like, I don't want to know what so-and-so thought and somebody's, it was the scariest moment of my, no, I just need to, like, what happened? I can imagine it is scary, or it is great, or it is, I don't know, I've gotten very tired of the divide that happens.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah, there have been a lot of, like, movements here that you have not taken part in. They're mostly on Sundays, gatherings in Washington Square Park to
fight. Asian stuff?
To fight violence upon Asian Americans. We should start marching. You want to march?
My family has survived in America by, we live by a code of just stay out of everyone's way and mind your own business.
Yep.
And like, we have excelled in this country by doing that.
It's so funny.
But you know, that's the thing. It's like a lot of these new generation Asian Americans are like saying, like, you know, we are done with doing that.
Right.
Because let's say, like, you know, an older Asian person gets attacked on the street.
Right.
They're probably not even going to report that shit. If they survive and nothing happened to them.
Yeah.
That's how hardcore Asians are.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to cause a stink. We don't want to fucking do anything. If we're allowed to, like, live and go to work the next day, that's all we want to do. That's why Asians are fucking crushing it in America. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're in America, but yes.
I mean, in America in general, though, they're fucking crushing it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're fucking getting bigger in media.
Yep.
You know, we have our own fucking Asian superhero. Shout out to Shang-Chi, fucking in the MCU.
There you go.
Asian men are, like, starting to, like, pop, quote-unquote, with, like, women of other races, including Caucasians. You know, like dudes like the like Glenn from The Walking Dead, Steven Yeun, is, like, a fucking, like, a sex icon almost now. Like, he's hot and stuff. And it's just, you know, things are changing for Asians, man. And that's because, like, we keep our head down and we just work hard. That's what we do. But now, with all this stuff happening... And whether happening, and whether it's being amplified or not, you know, Asians are just like, nah, we gotta speak out more and stuff like that. You know, what's crazy is I am waiting for one of these dudes to mess with the wrong grandma, and it's like some triad member's fucking grandma, and they just hunt him down, and he gets like murdered brutally. Because that can totally fucking happen. Like, if you
especially
guys
in New York,
if you guys think that there aren't Asian fucking mobsters in America, you are fucking dead wrong, bro. Yeah. Like, you are fucking insane. You probably have never seen it because these motherfuckers work in the shadows, but I have lived that shit, and they are fucking crazy.
They are there.
So, you know, but, man, thank you guys for tuning into the Patreon. This was sort of an experiment to see
this
if I can still...
Patreon.
I'm shit. Podcast. This is episode 102. Kelly drop in, and at the end, I wanted to see if I can do this again.
How are you
and,
feeling?
And it's weird because when I listen to it on my new headphones, I can hear like how out of breath I can get, and it was like kind of nerve-wracking. But talking to yourself continuously for an hour is, you could definitely get, you know, you could run out of breath for sure. It's definitely a skill. I still have it, I think. The current events were really good. I might start doing that more on the Patreon as well as, like, you know, these. I just don't want to be pressured to have a guest on because a lot of guests fell through.
Right.
Scheduling issues. I don't know if motherfuckers are just shy. Like, whatever it is, they fell through. And I don't want to be pressured into trying to have a guest on.
Right.
And if I can carry a show.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this every week. What I did was I just talked about some knives I didn't get to review. I was able to give my thoughts and opinions on them here.
Okay.
And, you know, I have plenty of knives to do that with.
Yes,
so
you do.
It was fun. Good. It was fun. And thank you for, like, coming in at the last 20 minutes of the show. I don't show PDA that much, but this is the best guest I've ever had.
Aww.
My co-host, the Kelly. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, man.
Absolutely.
Tune in again next week. I don't know if I'm going to have a guest. I'm trying to get BRS... Blade Runner Systems on here to talk about BRS Evolve and Revo knives. That'll be an exciting one because they do support the channel. So, but yeah, this is your boy in the NYC and your girl, Kelly.
Bye.
This is the EDCC saying peace and good night.
Good night. Oh.
It's a freeze frame. This is the thumbnail.
Yo, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and don't forget to hit that bell icon so we can squad up in the comments.